Peace, everybody.
I'm here as a poet, but I'm also here as a woman of color and a university student myself, a graduate student. So we know that this problem doesn't belong to SMU. SMU didn't create rape culture. SMU isn't the only campus in Canada where this is happening. It's happening on the Dalhousie campus. We see it on campuses across Canada. So SMU got caught, but everybody else has been doing it. So we're not just here today as for people from the SMU community, but for people from university communities in our whole city to acknowledge this. And especially as a black woman, we know that women of color are the most vulnerable to rape and to violence, so we need to represent here and have our voices heard in this city. So I wrote this poem for today. One of the things it says in the press release is, "We are tired of being silenced." So this poem is about silence. We are the quiet, the ones who drop out of classes because our rapist is sitting beside us, who leave circles of friends because our rapist is intertwined. We lie about being too sick or too tired. We will never say why we disappear. We cry in the shower so no one sees our tears. We sob into pillows when no one's around to hear. We tell ourselves we should have been more careful. We should have been more fearful. We swallow our words deep down in our intestines where no one can ever find. We are the quiet. We pretend that we are fine. We watch our grades begin to slide when we can't concentrate. Our roommates ask us why we are acting so dry and we can't explain. We push our friends away. We are the rumor in the residence hall, the dirty whisper, the reputation. We wear the labels because we cannot say. We stop going to parties and to games. We are afraid to go on dates. We avoid going home for vacation. Camouflage our weight loss or weight gain. We live silently with the shame. We lock the doors and check the window frame. We can never speak its name. Our mouths will never frame the word rape, so we write it off as a mistake. We don't let ourselves relate to anti-rape campaigns. We deny to keep ourselves safe. We rewind and rewind, reliving it over and over again. We wonder if others can see the stain. We scrub in the shower and watch blood go down the drain. We feel like we can never be sterilized. We pretend to be all right. We are the quiet. We nod and smile when people say he's such a good guy. We hide in dorm rooms. We huddle in bed. We stay inside, buried under piles of silence, and we never tell. We blame ourselves. We have learned to pretend that nothing happened. We have learned to protect ourselves. We wrap ourselves inside a shell. We convince ourselves that all is well. We never tell. We are the ones who stay friends with our rapists because we don't know what else to do. We are the ones whose texts will be used against us if we ever speak the truth, and we will be accused of changing our minds because a true victim could never be confused. We learn the excuses by heart. We rationalize that at least it didn't leave a mark. We are the mute. We are the ones told by counselors to not be such a prude. We are told it's just a part of university life and to stop being so uptight. The ones told by the health clinic to just not drink so much next time. We are told that only ugly girls would mind. We are told it's just in fun, it's just a joke, to just go along with the crowd. They are so loud and we are the quiet. We are the ashamed. We blame ourselves. We have learned not to walk at night, to stay where it's bright, to avoid elevators and the stairwell. We decide our skirt was too short or our heels were too high. We should never have advertised if we had nothing to sell. We never tell. We are taught not to yell. We believe that women lie. The victims wake up the next day and just change their minds. We are told we are only feeling false regrets. We can't forget, so we stay locked up tight. We are the socialized to be nice. We are taught to be polite. We are taught to nod and smile. We are told if we didn't want it, then why didn't we fight? We are the quiet. We are the punchline. We laugh at rape jokes so that no one ever knows. We don't want to be exposed, so we agree that, yeah, some girls are just hoes. We watch our friends roll their eyes about how some women just love to be offended. We don't intend to be one of those, so we pretend that all along we chose. We don't want to draw attention, so we have learned to never mention. We are the quiet. And when everyone around us stays so quiet too, we have no idea what else we could do. Everyone around us seems to buy it. Nobody around us seems to want to fight it. It's everywhere we look, and no one seems to mind it, so we just stay Quay. Our speaker is Val Robinson, also a sociology professor at this university.